Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us! You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. We read Chapter 50, The Saints in Nauvoo, January to July, 1841. The saints were building Nauvoo into a beautiful city. The city grew quickly as new members of the church gathered there from England and other areas. Jesus gave Joseph Smith an important revelation about what the saints should do in Nauvoo. Jesus told Joseph Smith to write a letter telling all the kings and leaders in the world about the restored gospel. Jesus also said the saints should build a temple in Nauvoo. He wanted them to bring gold, silver, other metals, and many kinds of beautiful wood to build the temple. Jesus said he would come to the temple. There he would give revelations about the priesthood. He would also restore ordinances and reveal more knowledge. Jesus told Joseph that the saints could be baptized for people who had died. Jesus said the saints should build a baptismal font in the temple where they could be baptized for the dead. Jesus also revealed that Hiram Smith, Joseph's brother, should be the patriarch of the church. As patriarch, Hiram would give special blessings to church members. Jesus also gave Joseph Smith a revelation about Brigham Young. Jesus said he knew that Brigham had worked hard for the church. He had left his home and family many times to serve missions. Jesus told Brigham Young that he should stay with his family and take special care of them. Last time, we also read Chapter 51, The First Endowments, May 1842. Jesus promised Joseph Smith that he would give the saints a special blessing. This blessing is called an endowment. The endowment is given in the temple. Only men and women who obey God's commandments can receive the endowment. Later, Joseph Smith had a meeting with some of the men and their wives. He taught them the things they would do in the temple. Then, endowments were given to all of them. Church members who obey God's commandments can go to the temple and receive the special blessing of the endowment. As part of the endowment, they make covenants with God, and He makes covenants with them. children at home, please read along with us today as we read Chapter 52 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, The Relief Society, March 1842.
The saints were building the temple in Nauvoo.
The men's clothes were wearing out and the women wanted to help them.
One woman said she would make clothes for the men, but she didn't have money to buy cloth.
Sarah Kimball said she would give the women some cloth.
Sister Kimball also asked other women to help.
The women had a meeting in Sister Kimball's home and decided to start a society for women in the church.
The women asked Eliza R. Snow to write some rules for the society. Okay. She took the rules to Joseph Smith.
He said the rules were good, but he also said the Lord had a better plan for the women.
Joseph Smith asked the women to come to a meeting.
He said priesthood leaders would help the women with their society.
Emma Smith was chosen to be the leader of the women.
They called their group the Relief Society.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. How did the women want to help the men who were building the temple? Ethan?
By making them new clothes.
Okay, and one woman volunteered to make clothes, but what did she need to be able to do that? Brooklyn?
She needed money to buy cloth.
She needed money to buy cloth. Anna Rose?
She needed enough money to buy cloth for everybody.
Excellent. And what did Sarah Kimball do? Caitlin?
Sarah Kimball gave her some cloth so that she could make clothes for the men working on the temple.
Excellent. Christian, what did the women who met together in Sister Kimball's home decide to do?
They decided to make a society for the women in the church called the Relief Society.
Excellent. Who wrote the rules for the society? Caitlin?
Eliza R. Snow.
And who did Eliza R. Snow take the rules to? Christian?
Joseph Smith.
Exactly. What did Joseph say about the rules and the society the women had started? Brooklyn?
He said that the rules were good, but Heavenly Father had a better plan for them.
Okay, and Anna Rose?
He said that the rules were great, except Heavenly Father had a different plan for them.
And who was chosen to be the leader of the women? Brooklyn?
Emma Smith.
What did the women call their group? Caitlin?
The Relief Society.
That's right, the Relief Society. Now let's continue reading to learn more about the Lord's Organization for Women, the Relief Society.
Joseph Smith told the women to help people who were sick or poor.
They should give people the help they needed.
The bishop would help the women to know what to do.
The women had meetings to learn the things they needed to know.
They were very glad they could help the members of the church.
The women made clothes for the men who were building the temple.
They also made items to be used in the temple.
The women took food to people who needed it.
They took care of people who were sick and did many other things to help the saints.
All women in the church belong to the Relief Society.
They help people. They learn about the gospel. They learn about good books, music, and art.
They learn how to strengthen their families.
Who did Joseph Smith tell the women they should help? Caitlin?
The poor and needy.
That's right, the poor and needy. And what church leader guides the Relief Society in their efforts to help the poor and needy? Brooklyn?
Is it the bishop?
The bishop does, definitely. And Ethan?
The bishop.
What are some of the ways in which the early members of the Relief Society helped others? Christian?
They helped make clothes for the men working at the temple.
That's right, definitely. And who are the members of the Relief Society? Gavin, can you tell me who they are?
Women who are age 18 and older.
That's right, exactly. And what kind of things do members of the Relief Society do today? Brooklyn?
They help other people.
What else do they do, Caitlin?
Today the Relief Society will take dinner to the families who either just had a baby or they're sick or had surgery.
Okay. And how does the Relief Society help strengthen the church? Ethan.
It helps women learn about the gospel and helps them strengthen their families.
Exactly. Do you know what a motto is? Gavin, what is a motto?
A motto is a phrase that expresses the spirit or purpose of an organization.
That's exactly right. Does anybody know what the Relief Society motto is? Christian?
Charity never faileth.
Exactly. In other words, the purpose and spirit of Relief Society is charity. Now, what is charity? Brooklyn?
Isn't it the pure power of God?
Close. Anna Rose.
The pure love of Jesus?
The pure love of Christ. That's right. In the Book of Mormon, the prophet Mormon teaches us that charity is the pure love of Christ. Since the very first Relief Society meeting that we read about today, in which the prophet Joseph Smith asked the sisters to take care of the poor and needy, charity has been a part of Relief Society. As well as Charity Never Faileth, being the official Relief Society motto, the Relief Society has three main purposes today. First, to increase the faith and personal righteousness of each sister. Second, to strengthen families and homes. And third, to seek out and help those in need. What are some of the things you see your mothers and other members of the Relief Society doing to increase faith and personal righteousness? Caitlin?
My mom babysits other people's kids when they have to do something and they can't take their kids.
Excellent example. Great. Christian?
I see my mom and the rest of the Relief Society help with projects around my town because it's new. The area we live in is newer and there's a lot of new house projects, so she helps with putting in sprinklers or weeding out areas.
Excellent.
Putting in gardens.
Great. That's a great example. Gavin?
By helping me prepare for talks in primary and teaching us the gospel.
Excellent. These are all great examples. What are some of the ways your mother strengthens your home? Ethan?
She teaches us good things and helps us to be kind to each other.
Great. Brooklyn?
She takes us to all of our activities and helps clean the house, and she loves us.
Excellent. And Gavin?
By helping me prepare for talks in primary and teaching us the gospel.
Excellent. And Caitlin?
My mom helps us not to argue, and she has us do family prayer and family scripture studies and family home evening together as a family and helps us with our talks in church.
What are some of the ways you see your mother and other members of the Relief Society seek out and help those in need? Caitlin?
They take dinners to people who probably can't make them for themselves because they're sick or they just had a baby.
Okay, great. Ethan?
My mom brings food to my neighbors.
Wonderful. Gavin?
She takes people things when they need help.
Great. Great examples. I know that the Relief Society is the Lord's organization for women. Members of the Relief Society help carry out the Lord's work by helping the sisters to increase in their faith and righteousness, strengthening families, and helping those in need.
Jesus gives, there is something all can give.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. We have time for another story today. Please read along with us in Chapter 53, Trouble in Nauvoo, May to August 1842.
Thousands of saints went to live in Nauvoo. They built a beautiful city and started to build a temple.
The saints chose John C. Bennett to be the mayor of Nauvoo.
At first, he was a good mayor, but then he began to do bad things and turn against Joseph Smith.
The people in Nauvoo wanted to have a special holiday with the soldiers of the Nauvoo Legion marching in a parade.
John Bennett decided that the soldiers should have a mock battle. That meant it would be a pretend battle, not a real one.
Mr. Bennett asked Joseph Smith to lead one group of soldiers in the battle, but Joseph wouldn't do it.
The Holy Ghost had told Joseph that John Bennett was planning to use the battle to have him killed. John Bennett was angry.
Because John Bennett had turned against the prophet and done other bad things, he was excommunicated from the church and was no longer the mayor of Nauvoo.
Joseph Smith became the new mayor. John Bennett became bitter.
He left Nauvoo and began to say and write bad things about Joseph Smith and the church. He also got other people to join him.
Joseph Smith told some of the men of the church that the saints would have more trouble. Someday they would have to leave Nauvoo.
Joseph foresaw that they would go to the Rocky Mountains and build cities there. They would obey God and become a strong people.
Let's talk about it. Who was the first mayor of Nauvoo? Christian?
John Bennett.
John Bennett. In addition to march in a parade, what did John Bennett want the Nauvoo soldiers to do during a celebration? Gavin?
Have a mock battle.
What is a mock battle, Anna Rose?
A mock battle is a pretend battle.
That's right. And why wouldn't Joseph Smith lead one of the groups of soldiers in the mock battle? Brooklyn?
Because the Holy Ghost gave him a feeling that John was using the mock battle to kill Joseph Smith.
Okay, great. And what happened to John Bennett after this? Ethan?
He was sent away from the church.
What did John Bennett do after he was excommunicated from the church and no longer the mayor of Nauvoo? Christian?
He left and started to say bad things about Joseph.
That's right. He was a little bitter, right? Who became the new mayor after John Bennett left Nauvoo? Caitlin?
Joseph Smith.
And what did Joseph foresee regarding the saints in Nauvoo? Ethan?
That they had to leave Nauvoo and go to the Rocky Mountains to build cities.
Exactly. Where are the Rocky Mountains? Christian?
In Utah, in the USA.
There we go. Definitely. Brooklyn?
In the West and in Utah.
Now, how are the things Joseph foresaw being fulfilled today?
Joseph foresaw that we'd come and we'd build cities in the Rocky Mountains and obey God and become a stronger people. And here we are in the Rocky Mountains with cities and obeying God and becoming a stronger people.
Great. So all of those things are being fulfilled. Exactly. I know that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God and that he could foresee the future of the church. And just as he foresaw, the church has grown and become strong. We can strengthen our own testimonies and help strengthen the church as we have faith, listen to and follow our leaders, and keep the commandments.
In this there is safety, in this.
Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 54, God and Angels, February to April 1843, and Chapter 55, A Revelation About Marriage, July 1843. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Jesus said that angels are people who have lived on earth, died, and been resurrected.
They have bodies of flesh and bones.
Jesus said Satan tries to trick people.
See you next week!